I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. We're in the final segment, and we've saved the best for last, Bob.
That's right. Ooh. We have, you've heard of the Big Hurt and the Big This, and this is the Big Sexy right out of Lafayette, Louisiana. T-Gid, what's up, man?
Hey, man, that's, y'all blowing me up, man. Yeah. I don't know if I deserve all that, but I'm glad to be with y'all.
Oh, likewise. Just wanted to chat with you a little bit. Up here in the north, being that you're in Lafayette, up here in the north, our vegetable season is peaking right now. Everybody's garden is just producing anything and everything that's in there. And we're always looking for the best way to prepare vegetables. It might be a little different, a little tastier, or just have another little cultural flair. So we thought we'd dial you up, man.
Yeah, and what I'm wondering is, do you get chased out of the garden by a gator?
Gators and snakes, baby. Water moccasins. You got to watch them water moccasins.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quiet.
Yeah, no, actually, we're in the dog days of summer down here, and we had a cool front that passed through, and the humidity's back in below 50, but it's a brilliant 94 degrees, so it's still a little stymy over here, bro.
So tell me what vegetables you like to do on the grill.
Oh, man, it's my wife's favorite thing that I grill is her vegetables. I think my favorite, and I think she would agree, is two things. One is Brussels sprouts. What I like to do is get a black iron skillet, put it on the grill, throw a little butter or olive oil in there, cut the Brussels sprouts in half, like long ways, and basically pan fry them just to get a little bit of a little Maillard effect on them, a little crust on it. Don't burn them, just to kind of get a little blackening effect. And then we throw in some seasoning. Of course, we like our extra Cajun seasoning that we do. But if you got salt and pepper and you want different herbs, a little maybe dill weed or a little oregano or whatever, nothing too much. You want the flavor of the Brussels be the prominent flavor. And then what you do is you plate it up, you drizzle some honey over a plate, and you put the steaming Brussels sprouts on top of that, and then you take some crumpled either goat cheese or some feta cheese, and you put that over that and let it just kind of steep out and soften up, and then you top it off with crumpled bacon bits that you've already grilled over the fire before you even started, and you let it get real crispy and just crumple it up. I'm telling you, that's probably one of our favorite vegetables that we grill.
So you got the honey, which is sweet. You've got the tangy cheese, and then the salty savory bacon. Man, that's making my mouth water just thinking about that.
Now, what? That sounds just like the way I had it recently, except my daughter-in-law actually put the cheese in while it was in the pan.
Yeah.
And just shut everything off and let it sort of park and coast. And that cheese melted beautiful. And she's always using yogurts and all kinds of things. She's a very healthy kid. And that, I went nuts. That cheese, you're absolutely right. That cheese added just a kiss. That was something else.
Oh, it's just like this, like you're saying, it's a savory, almost like a velvety, buttery type of flavor.
But the honey's with that. The honey's a nice touch, too, though. That's really different.
And I'm not a huge honey fan, but let me tell you, when you grill with honey and you don't, like, just eat it right away, you let it just kind of do its thing with the hot food, it doesn't taste like honey. It's just a beautiful sweetness that, and when it's at the bottom and you're serving it to your guests, they don't know it's there. So they it's a surprise to them. Where's that sweet coming from? And, you know, if you want to jazz it up a little bit more, you can make like a balsamic type of glaze, and you can drizzle it over that just to give it a little bit more of a bite, you know, and we've done that before.
So, T-Gid, question for you on that.
Yeah.
I've got a party to go to where I'm supposed to bring an appetizer for 30 people. Now, Brussels sprouts don't rise to the top of appetizers, but prepared like that, and just put two or three of those on a plate. Will that travel? I've got skillets up to 24 inches, right? So I can do it in a single layer, iron skillets. But would that travel if you made it at home and took it somewhere that's 20 minutes away and then served it? Does it have to be hot when you eat it, or can it be cooled down a little bit?
No, I think it could be cooled down. But just like anything, when you're grilling vegetables, it's best right off the grill.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, anytime you have a whether it's tomatoes or mushrooms or zucchini, squash, you know, which we love all that, the shish kebabs, you know, with all the vegetables I just mentioned, we love that. But, you know, it's coming right off the grill, you know, straight onto your plate and then into your mouth. It's just the best part of it.
I think if you didn't overcook your Brussels sprouts and you, if you had a, do you have a lid for that big pan?
No, but I mean, I think I have one. Is all I'd put on it.
Lodge sells them to match that. You could order a lid for that. And I think if you didn't overcook, you know, you slightly backed it off, I think you'd be all right. But I'm wondering, do you use Tupelo honey?
Well, I mean, we use Carmichael's, which is a local beekeeper here in Louisiana.
Okay.
And Bernard's is another one. It's all, you use whatever you like. And normally whatever's local is the best honey.
So let me go through this again because I wasn't writing it down. I've got the Brussels sprouts in the pan with the Cajun seasoning. I crisp those up. And then do you take them out and put the honey in the bottom or do you drizzle the honey over the top of them?
No, the honey goes on the plate. It never makes the pot.
Oh, okay, so it goes on the plate. You take them off,
honey,
plate them.
Just drizzle it onto the plate. Come back on top of it with your... Now, if you're doing it like a dish, like you're saying, you go on as a... And that's going to be your little side dish that you're contributing to the party. You know, you could definitely put it in the pan. I would probably take them out, all the vegetables, and then put the...
honey in the
put
pan.
Put the honey at the bottom, and then put your Brussels sprouts back in, then add your cheese. And like Bob said, I mean, of all the vegetables you could probably grill and then bring to a party out and eat hours later, this probably would be the best because, like Bob said, if you don't cook it all the way to complete doneness and it still has a little bit of a crunch to the Brussels, you could always take that skillet with all your ingredients after it's cooled down to room temperature, stick it in their oven, bring it up to serving temperature, heat it up for about another 15, 20 minutes at 350, and it'll marry all them flavors together. So I think you'd be all right.
Yeah. Mm.
What other vegetables you like to do?
Well, like I said, the vegetable kebabs are probably our second favorite. I mean, you get some fresh zucchini and squash and some baby Bella mushrooms and some cherry tomatoes, and you just kind of roll them around in a bowl with some olive oil and then skewer them up on some bamboo skewers, and you grill them over a direct fire. And again, you don't cook them to where they're just like the tomatoes are mush. You just want to put a good sear on it because I like my vegetables still with a lot of crunch. My wife, on the other hand, she likes to saute down to almost like a mush.
You might want to throw some Vidalia onion on there.
And you could definitely put some onions in there. Yeah. You could even throw, if you want to bring a little bit of protein into it, you know, shrimp works really good with those vegetables.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
you got Randy's attention all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He was dozing off and that got him.
No.
We'll get that up.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, or if you don't want to do the shish kebabs, man, just grill, cut long ways and like wedges, grilled zucchini, grilled squash. It's always a favorite of ours, as well as potatoes. You know, it's probably the most underrated vegetable out there. And what we do is we cut them into like quarter inch thick, whether it's a Idaho, you know, baked potato or if it's a red potato. But you cut them into a quarter inch slice, pretty thick, not too thin. And you glaze them in a bowl with some olive oil and some seasoning. You put them on the grill, close the lid, sear it, get a good sear mark on it, flip it, which takes about a minute, flip it, and then have the cheese ready to go. And then you can put like some Munster cheese. You can put some Baby Bella Swiss cheese on it.
Yes.
Whatever your favorite cheese.
Yes.
And then after you flip it, put the slice of cheese on it, close the lid, let it sear for another minute or two, and pull that off, and what great appetizers.
And Jop, if you have a Cajun grill like mine, it holds your, wait for it, Dutch oven.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It does.
Yeah.
It's designed that
Jop, way. Jop, he loves Dutch ovens now,
right.
But he busted my chops for a while on it because I kept talking about my Dutch oven.
Right.
And he's Dutch.
Yeah,
I'm not even Dutch.
Every third recipe was a Dutch oven recipe for a while, but we're better now.
Okay. T. Gidd, we love you, man, and I hope I get to see you here sometime in the near future. We keep talking about it, and I guess I'm going to have to come down there because you ain't coming north. There's no more bounty on you up here.
I need to make a pilgrimage up there, man. I mean, let's wait till the weather breaks,
and
we'll make a trip up there, man.
We're out of time, brother. Love you.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. See ya.
See ya.